Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Experience travel the way it's meant to be. Fully guided and extraordinary.
Now time for music, and the Henry girls from the beautiful Inishowen Peninsula in Donegal are here in our Studio 8. Lorna, Jolene and Karen McLaughlin, you're all so welcome. Great to see you again.
You too. Lovely to see you.
Listen, we've loads to chat about, but you're going to sing for us first. This is from your most recent album, A Time to Grow, and it's called Breathe.
She woke up this morning, her body feeling weak. A call without warning left no choice but to leave. She said goodbye to her family, fear in her eyes. And all that she knows is she must make this sacrifice.
I love that. Come back over and sit down. Beautiful harmonies. Look, I mentioned at the beginning Inishowen, and I know you're all so proud of your home place. Explain the magic this morning to anyone who hasn't been there. It's really special, isn't it?
Yeah, Inishowen is beautiful. We're from there. We grew up there, and I still live there. And Karen and Jolene just live up in Derry, so it's only about half an hour away. We grew up in a musical household and a musical family, like the extended family also massively into music. But then the whole of the community, the whole of the Inishowen Peninsula is musical. Like, there's a great history of musical things going on there. Like, there's Inishowen Traditional Music Project, which has been going for years, and that really nurtures the traditional music of the area. And then the Inishowen Traditional Singers Circle is fabulous. And then we've got a carnival group as well, and we've got a gospel choir and all sorts.
Just put Inishowen in front of everything that's happening up there.
It's amazing. Yeah. And of course, as you mentioned, Jolene, Karen, there was huge music in your family as well, wasn't there? Remind me of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I suppose it was like just a real love for music, like in our family, both sides of the family. Our mum comes from Scotland, and she was a really, really creative woman who loved to sing and who loved to be like, who just loved to make things. And she had six daughters, and she just loved us all singing and dancing because she did Irish dancing. So we were all kind of brought up doing that kind of stuff and singing in choirs with her. And our dad also, he enjoyed the crack and all the parties. And, you know, so there was a lot of sing songs and gatherings where there was always music involved. And yeah, it was a big thing. And actually, in our school, we were taught by Denny McLaughlin, who very sadly passed away there just a couple of months ago. And he was responsible for so many musicians up in the whole of Inishowen. And particularly us, we did dancing and singing with him. And it was just one of those places where I suppose everybody just came together to sort of play music when there was an occasion or anybody was coming to town or, you know, that kind of thing. So
it's nice to remember Jenny this morning.
Yeah,
thanks for doing that.
That's great.
And listen, Lorna, was it always folk and folk harmonies for you guys? I know the Indigo Girls, they were a big inspiration for you, weren't they?
Yeah. In fact, that's how we got our name, really, because when we were forming the band, we thought, well, Henry kind of travels quite well, as opposed to the McLaughlin girls. They're great women. They're great activists and great feminists, and kind of we just really admire them for all their values, but also their music is fabulous as well. And their harmonies and everything has inspired us so much.
And Jolene, the songs you're performing today, you've actually written them yourselves. Tell me about the songwriting process. Who does what?
So it'll start with one of us. We'll come, you know, if we're making an album or something, we'll come with our ideas. And sometimes might be more fully formed than others. But yeah, we definitely always pitch in with, you know, chords or structures and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of a lot of the time these days we're kind of given nearly a third each to the album of songs, you know, that kind of way. And then we all help each other finish it out. So
it's very equal. I also kind of get the impression that some of these recent songs, that they're quite personal. Does that go hand in hand with probably being more confident about writing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Because I suppose one of the things about writing, it's one thing to perform other people's songs and you can get very, I don't know, confident singing those because you feel like, well, I haven't kind of exposed too much of myself there. But I suppose then as we grew confident even performing. And, you know, writing is still there. You still kind of think, oh God, this is a bit exposed. But maybe it's the fact that we're all together doing it. And but yeah, there is a bit of that where you feel like I've just given so much away. But it's nice to do it. It makes it feel more genuine when you're singing a song that you've really kind of put a lot into. Like the song "Don't Fear the Night," is Jolene wrote that with a particular thing in mind, didn't you, Jolene?
Yeah, well, it's a lullaby for my little daughter, Sarah. Wow. So, yeah, that's written especially for her. So.
People love that. They love the personal, I think. Now, listen, tell me about the project with the ARC in Dublin, the Cultural Centre, of course, for children. What is Sweet Streams?
Sweet Streams is it's a new digital online suite that the ARC have launched. It's available now until the 31st of March. And it features three shows. We're very lucky that one of the shows is our show, Tracks in the Snow, which is a show we wrote 10 years ago now for the ARC. We were commissioned by the ARC to make this piece. It's like an hour-long show about the magic of winter. And we kind of wanted it to be sort of an antidote to all the commercialism of the season and kind of just focus on the more natural and magical parts of winter for children. So we're very lucky because that show had a few runs. Like we did a run in 2015, then we did it in 2017. And then in 2021, they asked us to film it. And so we went to the ARC, filmed it. And now for the last few years, they've been kind of rolling out and making it available for primary schools. So basically any primary school can access the show. Also homeschoolers, registered homeschoolers can access it as well. And it's got a kind of an activity pack that goes along with it in Irish and English. So it's very exciting to be part of something like that. And the ARC is such a professional, amazing organisation. So we're just so delighted to be part of it. And I think of all the projects we've done over the years, that is definitely one of our favourites. Absolutely loved it.
They do such great work. Now, listen, you've all got a very busy couple of months coming up. You're going to be touring Ireland, but you're also off to Luxembourg and lots of other places. Tell me about some of what's planned.
Luxembourg is for the St. Patrick's weekend. I suppose there's a festival over there called Celtic, I think. Okay. Celtic with a Z. And it's there's actually a good few Irish bands playing at that, like ourselves. There's the Afro-Celt Sound System and the Coronas and, lots of other Irish acts are going to be there. So it'll be really, really great fun. And then we're going to Germany. We're touring Germany in May. And then I think we've got we've got a few festivals over in England. Some really good ones. We're playing at Cropredy and we're playing at Shrewsbury Folk Festival. And then there's another big one that we can't mention yet, but we're pretty excited about. And then then we're going to the States for a tour and for a couple of festivals over there as well. So yeah, it is actually really busy, especially coming up to the summer. And then we're hoping for a quieter autumn to do some more recording.
That all sounds great. Now, finally, Home with the Henry Girls, not a Kardashian-style TV show. What is it?
There's an idea.
Yeah.
In July, we have a thing called Home with the Henry Girls, which is in its ninth year now. And it's a music residency that we run this year it's going to be from the 14th to the 18th of July. And basically, we invite people to come and spend a week with us in Malin in the meeting house. And we can take about 22 people. And we spend the whole week singing, writing songs, eating lovely food, going for walks on the beach, going to the pub in the evening. Mm-hmm. And then
what's not to love about this?
It's so much fun and we love it. And it's actually sold out. The general sale is sold out, but there will be 6 bursary places available and that will be opening up soon. So anybody who wants to come along and apply for the bursary, the application will be there. If you just go to our website, you'll see the details.
Well, Lorna, Jolene and Karen McLaughlin, the Henry Girls, lovely to have you back in the studio again. And listeners can get all the details on all of your gigs from Clonakilty to Termonfeckin and beyond at thehenrygirls.com. That's your website. And you're also on Instagram at the Henry Girls Music. And the lovely thing is you're going to sing for us again now this morning. This is Don't Fear the Night.
Stars above you to guide you through with their glittering light. Don't fear the night, just
Well, that was the Henry Girls and Don't Fear the Night. And just before we go, lots of lovely reaction to all our guests. I'll bring you some about the Henry Girls. Big hello to the amazing Henry Girls from all their friends, the Westport Folk and Bluegrass Festival. Another says, we saw the Henry Girls some years ago here in Tralee. Outstanding. Thanks. That's Kieran in Tralee.